720 WGN and WGN Plus. I'm Dane Neal, and this is Dining Out Loud, the Dueling Dining Critics podcast with Kenny Pollock and Michael Negret. Their opinions are their own and solely based on their own experiences. This is Dining Out Loud.
Interesting thing about French restaurants is, like, in Chicago, a restaurant that lasts 5 years is like a legend. In France, if you're not past 50 years, you might as well just shut up.
Hi, this is Mike Negret, and you're listening to Dining Out Loud, the only dueling restaurant critics podcast in Chicago and the world.
So we're at a time when I think French restaurants are not the thing anymore. I don't ever hear people saying, oh, let's go out for a French dinner or hit a cafe or a bistro, and then...
Which is weird, because Emmanuel Macron is so dreamy. Like, you would figure he'd be inspiring love of the French again.
And Bistro Zinc
you have no comment.
State Street is closing after 20 years. So I went to Bistro Campagna, which is really a staple in Lincoln Square. I hadn't been there in a very long time. And I'm reborn French. It's a cool room.
Is Campagna still owned by the family of Michael Altenberg?
When Michael Altenberg passed away, which was March of 2012, when the dust settled, his brother John Altenberg took it over. With the understanding that he's maintaining it for Michael Altenberg's three sons, who are rapidly approaching late teens, early 20s, and I don't know what the plan is, but they will go into the restaurant.
Which is interesting, because two of the classic French bistros in Chicago, Le Bouchon and Le Sardine, which was from Jean-Claude Polivy. And he died also, unfortunately, in an accident a few years ago. But one of the things I read, which was really interesting, is that his son has taken over the kitchen at Le Bouchon. So it seems that this transfer of family members and multi-generations, which I think is also a very French thing, right? The
yes.
Interesting thing about French restaurants is, like, in Chicago, a restaurant that lasts 5 years is like a legend. In France, if you're not past like 50 years, you might as well just shut up. You know, you're like
fall
a millennial.
Fall into the sea. It's yeah. Nothing. Well, Bistronomic, Marcel Nouguier, his son is coming up in the kitchen also.
Oh, interesting. I like that place.
I like that place too. So Bistro Campagna, weathered beautifully. They put the baguette right down on the table. You know, like back in the day when Bistro 110 was the cutting-edge French populist place. They were doing all these Frenchy touches, like a baguette in a bag, or, you know, definitely not on a breadboard. That was just already too sophisticated.
So when I think of French restaurants, I think of, like, organ meats, which, by the way, I love. I don't know how you feel about organ meats.
I love organ meats.
They doing anything there?
Where does escargot fall?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like escargot is kind of like calamari now. Nobody's afraid of it, even though it is when you think about what it is.
But you know what? How many menus have you seen with escargot on it?
Yeah, it's only French restaurants. Nobody
and
ever.
Even they don't do it that much. I had a great onion soup, a great classic gratiné that you practically had to eat it with a knife and a fork.
You ever had the Buff House French onion soup?
No.
It's the best French onion soup in the city. It'll knock you off your chair.
I had mussels, which Bistro Campagna has always done well. My favorite salad in the whole world is a Lyonnaise.
Yeah, because it's, well, and it's also now like the most Instagrammable salad in the world because
yeah.
You like break the egg open and the yolk comes all over the salad.
It's
and
true.
It looks
cool. You pop the egg, your salad's dressed. That's not the easiest thing in the world to make correctly, that the egg is the exact right temperature and softness to become the dressing for the salad.
And then you have like the lardons, which are basically bigger than the croutons.
Exactly.
Big slabs of bacon.
And they added spinach to the mix with the frisée. It was just lovely. Chicken. Cluck, cluck, cluck. Penny orders chicken.
Yeah, we decided... We need a chicken thing every time Penny says chicken. Yeah.
Yeah.
because it's her thing now.
So I had the poulet rôti forestier, and I loved it.
I don't think that's
it.
The right French.
Forestier.
I don't even know. I don't speak French, but I also don't. You do the Israeli well, the Hebrew and the hummus, but not. I don't know about the French.
Oh.
I'm not.
I'll work on it. Loved the chicken. What I loved about Bistro Campagna is that it felt classic. I think that we've recently been to some restaurants that are trying to be all things to all people, and that this is exactly what it set out to be. It has not changed much over the years, and the roast chicken is a classic French dish, and escargot is a classic French appetizer, and onion soup gratiné is a wonderfully indulgent soup that is straight from the heart of France. And they're doing it all, and they're doing it right. They had one misstep. The beef bourguignon was too salty, and I hope that they'll correct it.
Yeah, I mean, so one of the things I love is I'll make fun of these conventions sometimes, but like, you know what? If I'm going to a red sauce joint, I kind of need to see a signed picture of Frank Sinatra, or I don't think you're real, right? If I'm going to a French bistro, like even if it's not playing over the sound system, I need to hear Edith Piaf, Ma Vie en Rose in my head, right? And it sounds like this is that kind of place where like the tinkling of the pianos in the background and Edith's doing her thing and you're eating baguettes and life is good.
Exactly. C'est bon.
You've been listening to Dining Out Loud podcast. If you like what you hear, you can subscribe via iTunes or Google Play or anywhere you listen to podcasts. You can also go straight to our website, dollpodcast.com or diningoutloudpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Dining Out Loud.